From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. God, in his wisdom, made the fly and then forgot to tell us why. The poet Ogden Nash said that. He was not the only artist to ponder insects and their purpose in the world. Gary Larson's cartoon, The Far Side, delighted in placing crawly, buzzy things in hilariously human situations. And for the last 20 years, a scientist at Oregon State University has used Larson's cartoons as a teaching tool. The result has been a generation of students learning and laughing about insects. For our series this week on the most popular college courses around the country, NPR's Tom Goldman sat in on Honors College 299, Far Side Entomology.
Here's what it says in the official syllabus for Far Side Entomology. Quote, "The cartoon format normally provides an anthropomorphic view of insects. This can be an incredibly rich venue as an introduction to the more serious aspects of insects and their relevance to human activities." End quote. But if you just ask Professor Michael Burgett what his class is about, he describes it this way. If students can laugh about bugs, maybe they won't squash them.
No, this course, I encourage it as much as possible.
Laughter, that is, not squashing. And so a 90-minute session of Far Side Entomology unfolds. Not quite an evening at the Improv, but a long way from a deathly boring lecture hall. The students run this class. In teams of two, they give PowerPoint presentations spiced with Far Side cartoons. The topics range from insect phobias to the wonder of a spider's web to the blood-sucking nature of mosquitoes.
Okay, here's our cartoon. You can see that caption small, it says, "Pull out, Betty, pull out, you've hit an artery."
We have a comic of a very large bug, a man, a paper, and his wife. And the caption reads, "Stomp on it, Arnold, step on it."
And we call it synocophobomagophobia, fear of deciding what you fear more.
See, these spiders here, it says, "You and Fred have such a lovely web, Edna. And I love what you've done with those fly wings."
Professor Burgett sits with the 20 other students, laughing along, being, as he likes to call it, the guide on the side, rather than the sage on the stage. In grading these students, Burgett looks for OIC, his acronym for Originality, Independence, Creativity. Burgett gives special OIC marks to Jack Chan and Robbie Lamb, who take their presentation beyond Gary Larson.
Here we are again on the OSU College campus. We're going to go and try and find one of these bugs, but, you know, they're really rare around these parts.
Robbie Lamb spoofs Australia's famous croc hunter in a video he and Chan made about the dung beetle.
Oh, what's that? That's a giant dung beetle. Look at it move.
Once the comedy ends, students teach each other serious stuff about bugs. Compound eyes in certain insects contain up to 1,000 sensors that distinguish between dark and bright. Some water bugs carry an air supply in the hairs underneath their bodies. Carl Christensen, a senior majoring in construction management, says Far Side Entomology taught him about connections in scale.
Like, you could take like a spittle bug that grows on, like a plant, and when it grows up, it turns into a leafhopper, and that leafhopper can jump in comparison, like over the Golden Gate Bridge, if it was the size of a human. For like an engineer or even someone interested in like the building field, it's really awesome.
Jack Chan, an admitted bug squasher, also was inspired by what he learned about insects to a point.
Seeing the things that they can do is just like, wow, they have a society. You know, it's a lot like humans.
So you've been saved or reformed by this class?
I still squash bugs. I still
you
like
still
bugs.
Squash bugs.
But I respect bugs now when I squash them.
Jack Chan's not really a lost soul because he got the bigger picture about bugs. That's Professor Burgett's attitude. Burgett says he's done his job if he can bring them in laughing about Gary Larson and send them on their way thinking a bit like Carl von Frisch. Von Frisch was an entomologist who won the 1973 Nobel Prize for his studies on complex communication between insects, particularly honeybees.
Someone once asked Von Frisch, why study a honeybee? And he said, why study an elephant? He said, any species can reveal all or nearly all the secrets of life. And that's very, very, very true.
Birgit will teach Farside entomology again in the spring after a 2-month trip to Thailand, where he'll be studying the reproductive behavior of honeybees. Tom Goldman, NPR News.